Hey, now it became a series, right? Golden State and Houston Rockets. Holy smokes. They went ahead and showed why they were no number one seed, right? Golden State looking good, but, and Kevin Durant especially, another level. Seven-footer. Every time you watch Kevin Durant, you got to say to yourself, that's a seven-footer, man. How scary is that shit? Seeing that fucking guy doing the damage that he does. He's unguardable. But it wasn't enough, as Houston stuck to their guns. They played their style, and the difference was the role players came through. Trevor Ariza. What's the other guy? He's got a great shoe collection, by the way, if you follow him. P.J. Tucker. Those guys came through. They're part of the starting group. And I think I love the way the strategy with Houston, what they're doing is saying they're making Curry play defense. They're riding him out. Because he's the most potent. I mean, he, even though Durant is scary as hell, Curry, once he starts bombing in threes, it's forget about it. That really gets the thing going, because he's one of the best shooters, if not the best shooter ever of all time, period. And when he gets going, everything just falls into place. His back-to-back MVP, I want to say he was unquestioned, meaning there were no other votes for anybody else other than Curry. I mean, that's how awesome he is as far as a shooter. So Houston's saying, okay, what we're going to do is when we're on offense, Steph Curry, you're going to guard the guy, and we're going to play one-on-one with you all day. And then on defense, what we're going to do to you, Steph Curry, is just make you do layups. I want to say his stats for the two games is 3 for 14 or 2 for 13, something like that. Now, everyone that knows Steph Curry has seen him play understands that most of his field goals are three-pointers. I mean, he just bombs away. And they're taking that out completely. They're saying, and this is what I always say to my friends when we have this dialogue, about how can you stop them. The essence of playing basketball is simple. You make a player or a team do something else they're not comfortable doing or they don't want to do. There are players that levitate more to passing. There are players that levitate more to spot-up shooting, to scoring, so on and so forth. So in the case of Curry, what I always say is he just wants to sit back there and shoot threes. That's what he loves to do. So what do? You go ahead and make him take layups. Contested. They're easier, sure. He has the guy behind him, right? No problem. But Steph Curry does not want to keep doing that. You're taking him out of his comfort level, which is shooting the three. That's what he wants to do. Come off that pick, boom. Come off the screens, boom. Now you're making him say, okay, Curry, go have the layup. Go have the layup. We're going to contest it. We're going to be up on you, but that's all we're giving you. And that's what Houston has done. They've just made them play at their pace. They're switching everything, and they're not giving them any breathing room. So there'll be times where Curry will be guarded by the big man, by the five guy, and he's on him. And he's basically the big man saying, no threes for you, but you go ahead and drive by me. And Curry's taking the layups, no problem, which is what he's supposed to be doing. But again, when you have a player that's comfortable doing that, and guarding a guy like Durant, it's the same premise. What does Durant not want to do? He doesn't want to be passing, so you double team him. Every time he's touching the ball, you just make him pass the ball. Make him get 15 assists. That's the goal of those guys. When a guy just wants to average 20 assists, like a Jason Kidd, you got to make him score 30. And because you make those players do something they haven't been doing all season long. And that's the premise of that. The guys that usually can balance through that are the balanced players, like LeBron James. That's a guy where if you're trying to force him to pass the ball, okay, well, he's going to get 15, 20 assists. That's what he wants to do. But if you make him want to score, he is going to score. But for him, he'd rather be a team player. So you got to make him score, and you got to make him play defense to exhaust him. And Houston understands that. Houston's saying, okay, we're just going to play one-on-one. They're going old-school basketball, where it's a lot of isolation basketball, no moving the ball around or anything. It's like, okay, who has Curry? Okay, let's dribble it back on top and work out. I'm like, all right. That's pretty interesting. Every possession. Curry's not getting a break. And when you play defense and when you're forced to play defense all the time, it's going to wear on you. There's a reason why guys don't play defense all the time because it's exhausting. I mean, just getting down into the defensive stance and doing it for 24 seconds, it's a grind. And having to push the ball up and having to, not only that, but then trying to score on offense. You can't do both. It takes great elite athletes to do it. And even if you do it, you have to pace yourself. I mean, LeBron James does it. Jordan did it. There's a reason why Scottie Pippen was so invaluable to that team because he would take the burden off Jordan. He was just as good of a defender, if not better. And he was able to defend the same positions as Jordan. So whenever the Bulls went ahead against somebody that had a great offensive powerhouse, Phil Jackson was smart. Phil Jackson would say, okay, well, you go ahead, Scottie. You defend him so that Jordan could be the offensive juggernaut. But people, average basketball fans, wouldn't understand that. But if you committed yourself to playing defense and pick up games and moving without the ball and trying to be help defense, all of that, and then trying to go score on offense, it's exhausting. So it's very interesting to see Houston sticking to the script. This is what got them here. They're saying screw it, and their guys are playing. And when they play, it's a 15-point game easily. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns around in Golden State. What changes are Golden State going to do? Are they going to put McGee in there? Are they going to keep a small ball? Because Houston wants to play small ball. No problem with them. They'll have the center out there for 3 minutes, and that's it. I'll be like, all right, you know, rotation. Get a new guy in. I think so. It's going to be, I think the Warriors are going to pull it off, but it's going to be in six. It's going to be one of those games where whoever's blown out the other team, it's pretty much done. But I feel that Chris Paul really wants it. This is probably the best I've seen Chris Paul play perimeter wise. And he's been crossing over Curry quite a bit. Two back to back games where he's done some damage to him. I guess he still remembers that move that Curry pulled on him in his MVP year. Curry did this nasty crossover on him on the baseline and broke his ankles. Poor Chris Paul. He didn't forget that. He's saying, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm going to put it on you. Putting Curry on skates himself. Yeah, it's a different brand of basketball, man, but it's totally contrasting than what we've seen in the Eastern Conference. And I don't know about LeBron. Like I said, I told this to my buddy. I said the winners of the Sixers and Boston is going to go all the way because it's not as if LeBron doesn't have the help on paper, it's that they're not producing. So when the guys are getting paid so much money and you help them be there and they're not putting up, meaning J.R. Smith and Kevin Love, they're not being Robin at all. They're not being complimentary whatsoever. Then you're going to have a problem. So I don't foresee LeBron being able to carry the team throughout the series and put the team on his back. He'll average a triple-double. He'll do all those things, but you can't win a series on your own. You got to have some help. Who's going to be the guy taking on that baton? And that's what happened in Golden State yesterday. It was Kevin Durant's show all day, but Curry didn't step up. Klay Thompson didn't step up. Draymond Green didn't step up. Houston was playing with hunger, and you can tell they're formidable. And they don't have the lineup that you look at and say, oh, man, Trevor Ariza, come on, man. Trevor Ariza is a good defender. Remember, he played for Phil Jackson on those on the three-peat. He was with that team. And he's a little bit like Robert Horry, but defensive. A little better defender than Robert Horry. So he's that type of a player, that type of experience. And P.J. Tucker, this is my first year really watching him, but he's a pretty good shooter. And then they have Gordon. You know, that guy's been really good. He was a lottery pick for New Orleans. And he had injuries. That's the reason why he hasn't stood out. He's been injury prone in the beginning of his career. And what a perfect fit for a guy like that. I could see J.R. Smith being with Houston. I could see Carmelo being with Houston, even though he played already for D'Antoni. But yeah, those guys, man, it's a different ball game altogether, man. It's very interesting to see how Golden State is crumbling. And I know that what's going to happen, it's going to be the same play. I mean, Boston is going to go ahead and see this is happening. They're going to be like, all right. And Boston, the one thing about Boston is that they have youth. They have athleticism. They have depth. So they can go ahead and put Rozier. Then they could put Marcus Smart. Then they could put Tatum. He's athletic enough. Jaylen Brown. Heck, even Horford can defend a guy out there in the perimeter once in a while. So they have the bodies. And I just think this year is interesting more than ever because those guys are exhausted. And I've said this before, you know, when you look at the history and prior teams talk about that run they had, whether it was the Lakers, the Pistons, the Bulls, mental fatigue kicks in. It does. It's not something that they're able to continue, not because they don't want to. It's just mentally grinding. I mean, they're going through June, right? Then they have maybe, I want to say 2 months before they have to go back into training camp and doing the whole grind of traveling and doing all that all over again. It gets to you. I mean, it's like these guys play twice as long the season as college teams do in the regular season. And that's not including the playoffs. So these teams right now, you can add an additional 12 games to their 82. You know, so that's what, 94? And, you know, some of these guys will play 100 games. So they'll play three times the amount of a college season in 1 year. It's grinding. That's why I marvel at LeBron, you know, doing it for eight years into straight conference finals, 8 years in a row. But I'm really changing my mind, though. I'll go back to that. Changing my mind with him on being the greatest, I can't give him that because I see, even though his durability, he's one of the greats. He's in my starting five. In a draft, I would pick him number one for strategy. But I think Jordan is number one. And I say that because just that imposing your will, and he just wasn't a person that you felt he was giving up. He didn't give you that body language of giving up or calling it a day. Uber competitive. And I think LeBron does it, but he's so smart, like I said before. He's so smart that he realizes when a guy hits a three-pointer and it's a seven-point game with a minute and a half left, he's like, you know, and oh, fuck it. We're done because he knows his team is not showing up. He's fucking tired. And when he's cramping up, that lets me know right there, you're doing everything you can, bro. Like whenever you're cramping up in a gym like that in basketball, you're done. You know, that's all you can do. Your body, as a guy like LeBron takes care of himself as much as he do, for him to have cramps just tells you, man. It's like he's just doing so much. Too much. And so it's going to be interesting. I think right now, looking at everything, I think Golden State's going to squeak it out in six or seven games. And then you're going to have the Celtics in there. But I think the Celtics are chomping at the bit. I think the Celtics, man, may catch Golden State. I really do. I really do. I think they have all the components. They're hungry. They're like in that why not now mentality. And these guys are playing together, man. They're playing hard. You know, Coach Tyronn Lue talking about they're being goons out there in Boston. Please. You know all about that goonery, bro. Come on, man. It wasn't even in your playing time. Didn't even have that goon stuff going on. They took all that out. You're talking about the mid-90s, right? Because that is no, you know, hard fouls. Now, I thought what J.R. Smith did, that was kind of fucked up. He pushed Al Horford in the air. I'm a kind of guy where I play myself. If someone undercuts me or pushes me like that, it's on. Like I'm going after him. If my legs are still underneath me, if I'm not hurting, because I think that when you're defenseless in the air, it's a problem. I think that's something that you can't go ahead and retaliate. You can't protect yourself. So J.R. Smith doing that one play when Al Horford went by to the basket dunk, J.R. was so frustrated. He just pushed him with two hands. Like fuck you, I don't care where you land. And that momentum, man, you're a big guy. Whew, yeah, you're gonna roll through. So, yeah, it's been really good to watch the NBA playoffs, and I just get tired of people always saying, oh, well, they're not competitive. Oh, this is exactly how it's going to be. No, man, you watch the fucking games. Why can't you just watch the games and make an assessment on by yourself and see the game and look at it and say, man, those guys are competing. You know, if Golden State wins out four games, damn, they didn't roll over. Houston didn't roll over, that's for sure. And if Cleveland wins, it's not because Boston's laid down. They haven't. They're fucking bringing in the fight. So I think just people get nauseated, right, with the common factors. It's like New England. People are tired of New England. And the way I look at sports is like, look, when someone's having a great run like this, just appreciate it. I want Golden State to go up there again. I want to see how far they can take it. I want to see them compared to the other greats that I've watched, the Bulls, The Rockets, right? The Lakers. I don't get it. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. So, oh well, we'll see.